Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We call ourselves Baltimore Positive. It has not been a real positive week around here with the ouster of the Ravens. We will be doing a cup of soup or bowl beginning on the 3rd of February. I'm going to be getting out and talking about the community, talking about charities. If you have a community or a charity that you support, we'd love to have them out to tell their story. We told 78 stories last year. I'm not going to tell that many this year. I'm throwing myself on the mercy of all that is good and righteous. I killed myself last year, and I'm not doing it this year. So we're doing 50 this year, noon to 5, beginning on Monday the 3rd at Costas. We will be at Fadley's on Tuesday the 4th. On the 5th, we will be at Coco's in Lauraville. Thursday, we'll be at State Fair in Catonsville. And then Friday the 7th, right before another Super Bowl in New Orleans that we're not in, we will be at Cooper's North in Timonium. Leonard Raskin joins us now. He of Raskin Global, a little more tardy. I've given you a little bit of time to think things through. I gave Mark Andrews time to think things through. John
Yes.
Harbaugh and Eric DaCosta showed up on Wednesday morning to think things through. So,
Here we are.
and I thought about this a little bit too, because I had John Martin, the executive director, one of my other great sponsors. You're on the front of Baltimore Positive. And I think of him as being a Cleve he is a Clevelander and a Cleveland sports fan, an Indians, Guardians historian, all that. And I brought him on and I was thinking, like, well, Browns, Ravens, whatever. And it turns out he's an Ohio State fan, like you.
There we
So,
go.
I can lead with Ravens with you, or I can lead with Ohio, because you claim Ohio State because your son is a graduate and played in the band
Yes,
and all that stuff. So,
yes,
is your kid
yes.
happy at least?
Thrilled. So as you know, the boy is in Ireland. He's in Dublin, and school started for him. This semester started Tuesday morning. Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock class. And we were FaceTiming. It was Monday night. It was about 10 o'clock, and he was at I guess it was 4 in the morning. I was in San Antonio, Texas. He was in Dublin, Ireland, and it was 4 in the morning, and we were screaming with each other, watching the end of the game. And he is very happy, although unhappy that it didn't happen during his 4 years. He had to become an alum for them to win, but he is thrilled. He was absolutely thrilled. And
As long as they win at some point.
that's right. No, it's great. And as a good dad, as I am, he had to get up at 9 for class. So I set my alarm for 3 in the morning, woke up, called him to make sure he was awake for class at 3 in the morning, my time, which was 9 where he is, so he could get up, go to class, and then he got home and slept for many
Well,
hours.
rest assured, when he made this decision to go to Ohio State
Yes,
and spend your money on his education,
great
he
stuff.
was not thinking about the NIL or
No,
the portal
no.
or what. So when as I
It
watched
wasn't
Notre
even
Dame and
in
Ohio
his world.
State, I realized just how much I hate college football
Oh, I love it.
because, like,
I love
all
it.
of my life, like back in the
It's now
70s.
getting more honest. It's getting more honest about what it really is,
Listen,
which
your
is
buddy Joe.
minor league
So's America. The
football.
mafia is running it now, and the Saudis are throwing money. We're honest about what we are. We're about the buck,
Hey,
baby. We're
there we
all
go.
about the Benjamin. Let me
That's
say
right.
this. In the
Joe was
70s,
plenty about the Benjamins for him and his
look,
family. Don't
I
kid
grew up in the
yourself.
70s back when college was real college football. And Joe, your buddy Joe, would be very appreciative that I rooted for Penn State. Like after Cappelletti and Brian Song,
Oh yeah.
I in the 70s, the plain
Sure.
helmets and
Hey,
like
I
all of
look,
that.
dude, I applied to go to school there. I applied at Penn State. That was my
Because of their
spot.
football program.
No, because well, somewhat, but
Yes.
because I wanted
And
to go to
then we
Penn
would have heard of
State.
Penn State if they
Right? I
never,
wanted to go to
if Joe
Paterno
Paterno
State.
won
Joe
the narrative.
Pa, Joe
Lord Nanna
Pa.
wasn't raping young boys for a
Oh,
whole
stop
generation.
it. Nobody knew
Well,
that.
but that happened.
It
It
happened. I
absolutely
get it.
happened.
I get it. And in the meantime,
Nobody was willing to admit it
here's what
happened.
they sent me. They sent me a letter. And it said I was admitted, I was accepted, and I could commute because they didn't have housing for me. And I said, commute from Randallstown?
Find a place in State
Yeah,
College
but
for
I was
crying out
poor.
loud.
Dude, I was poor. There was
My
no going
parents,
there.
when
I went
I
to
was,
Kate State. Come on, I went to
what year
Kate
did you
State.
graduate high school? What year?
82,
I was
82.
85. All right. So
Yeah.
85 Dundalk. At that point, it is in state, out of state thing.
Yeah.
Poor. I mean,
Crazy.
come on. My dad
Poor.
worked at Bethlehem Steel. My mother was a homemaker. We had
Yeah.
nothing. And at that time, it was like in state, like to go to Towson was 1500 or
Yeah, right.
1800. Penn
Exactly.
State was like 7000
It was
because of tax.
ridiculous.
And Harvard was
No
20.
way.
Now it's
Yeah, no
100. You
way.
laugh at all of that or
That's
whatever.
right.
But
Crazy.
like, even if I could have gotten in, my dad wasn't bringing home
I got in, we had no money.
$20,000 a year
No,
to spend.
my mother was a legal secretary. That's all I had. My parents were divorced when I was a kid. Mom was legal secretary. I was paying rent. I wasn't going to
Well, I
Penn
mean, then
State.
neither one of us could afford to go to
Right.
Penn
That
State,
was my
so.
point. So I went to Kate State. And so then I went to University of Baltimore, got my degree, very happy. 37 years in business, life is good.
You went to UB. We went to
Yeah,
the same school.
absolutely,
Did you know
absolutely.
that?
I think I did. I think I did.
Okay, I'm gonna get my
And
degree out,
so
put it on the
there we
wall.
go. So all said and done, 37
It
years
says on it,
later,
BS,
that's what
Bachelor
mine
of
says.
Science. Bachelor
BS.
of Science is what it
That's what
says.
mine is. BS in business. So there's the boy at Ohio State, and I got to live
I never
four
passed a science
vicarious,
class in my life.
me neither,
Neither
four
did Trump.
vicarious years at Ohio State cheering the Buckeyes. And now I'm back to no sports school because there's nothing in Dublin. Trinity College has, I think, a rugby team. I
I
think
was
they
going
have
to
a
say, they have a
rugby
rugby
team,
team. They're
right?
Irish.
That's
They have a
it,
rugby
a
team.
rugby team. But I get to cheer the Buckeyes, and so I check this out. I had to go. I was scheduled to go to San Antonio for a business conference for 3 days last week. So I went Friday. I flew in Saturday. Sorry, Saturday I flew in my Caps jersey because the Caps were playing and they won. Saturday to the conference, I wore my King Derek King Henry jersey,
Is that
and
purple, white, or black? What color do you
it's
have?
black. I have a
Black, you
black,
have black Henry, 22.
and so I'm wearing that. And the conference had the game on at the end of the night. They had a social with the game on, and I had to endure the hell of
Was
Sunday
there a
night.
Bills fan in the room, or no?
There
Were
were
they
a
okay?
couple. There were a
Okay.
couple, but they were cool. They were cool. It was good.
Well, they're
And
used to
then
losing, so they come into
that's right.
it.
Fatalistic. And then Monday, I got to same thing, about 200 people watching the college game, and I got to scream and holler
How
and
many Notre Dame fans? There's one in every room.
handful, yeah,
Yeah.
handful. There were a couple few Buckeye fans, but
I was always anti Notre Dame. I was always anti
always,
Miami. I
always
always
anti-Notre
rooted.
Dame.
This is part of
What'd
being
you do
who
for
I was.
Catholics and convicts?
See, here's what my father. This is growing up with a dad who stood in soup lines. This is one of the reasons we're doing a couple of Super Bowl. My dad always liked the underdog. My dad always
Yeah,
hated New York. My dad
sure.
always hated the big teams, the money teams, my dad always rooted for whoever the underdog was. So I
There you
grew
go.
up in that environment. So therefore, I never liked Ohio State or even Michigan
I
was really good then.
never really paid a lot of attention. I liked Michigan because I liked the fight song. And I like their uniforms. I like the blue. I like the uniforms. But when my son decided
Don't
Ohio
say that
State,
out loud after you're
when
Ohio
my
State.
son went to Ohio State, that just blew up. It just went away. You had to
I was a
change
huge,
teams quick.
I will say this. I will honestly say this. I think I hated Ohio State all along. I loved Archie Griffin and Cornelius Green. Like it,
Yeah.
72, 73. He was the first player I fell in love with in college football. And Cappelletti was right around there, and Brian
Yep,
Song came.
yep.
And then it was Burt Jones and Earl Campbell. And into the 70s, I was an original draft guy. When the Colts drafted Barry Krause, I had watched the Sugar Bowl. You know what I
Right.
mean? So like I'm talking 78, 79, 80. And by the way, here's a plug because I want to get to the Ravens with you, and you
Yes.
can, and I'm going to take a cheap shot at the Buckeyes for the next week. I have all Pro Football Hall of Fame voters on, and I've
Yeah.
had Clark Judge, I had Vic Carucci on. This week I had Howard Balzer. So I've had because Yonda, Suggs, and Steve Smith are
Steve
up, right?
Smith. Yep.
So, and I'm not doing Super Bowl 2 weeks from now where I
Right.
usually have these guys on. So next
Right.
week I'm doing all of this. It was all brought on by you. 2 weeks ago, you started on this Suggs. By the way, most of the people I've talked to
Yeah.
on the committee, the people who, there are 49
Yeah.
people that vote.
People that know.
I will have 15 of them on by the end of next
Right.
week. So I will
Right.
have one third of the voters on by the
I
end of next
got
week, okay? Include, and I also have Joe Flacco, Jamal Lewis. We're doing all sorts of stuff. Next week's going to be great, and then a couple Super
it.
Bowl. So they all have told me so far, I'm four for four,
Yeah.
that Yonda will be the first one of the
That's
three.
wild. That's wild. Hey.
And I didn't think that, but they think that. So how about
Well,
that?
they must know something. We'll
Well, I
see.
know something.
There we
Last
go.
thing for you on the Buckeyes, and I want to
Yes. Yes.
congratulate.
It was
Hang
a
on, Snoopy. Snoopy,
heck of a
hey,
game. Hey, look, they had a great 4-week run. I mean, Tennessee talked about that they were going to come in and orange the shoe. They got blown out. They had a incredible game in Oregon against the Ducks. They blew them out in the Rose Bowl. They had a road game in the Cotton Bowl. They had to play Texas in Dallas, wipe them out. And I thought Notre Dame would be a really tough game, and until Notre Dame came back, it was a walkover.
Well, Notre Dame's going to have all the money, right? I
Right?
mean, like, there's going to
They
be
got
money
plenty.
in
They got equal money.
Alabama.
They
The
got equal
problem
money.
is the hillbillies in the South, they got to split their money between Auburn and Alabama. They got to split their money. Florida's got three programs. I mean, Ohio's got Ohio State.
But the alums are
Michigan's got
given where
Michigan
they're
State,
given.
whatever. Notre Dame has, like, they're like Canada, like the Blue Jays. They have a country. You
Right.
know what I mean? Like,
They got it
there's a
all.
different thing.
They got it
And,
all.
like, I'm going to be so sad.
And how about,
No offense to
hey,
Ohio State, but if I had to have one or the other,
I
I'm
take them.
happy. I
I
like
take
you.
them.
I like Bob Nussgaard. I like some Ohio State people,
There we
so I'm
go.
okay with them winning. But I am on the money of college sports in
It's
general,
just what it
and
is.
it's no fun. The
It's
fun's over
well,
with.
it's gonna just become a couple big conferences, minor league football, and we'll see where it goes. You know, who knows?
Well, look,
But
it's what college basketball got there. How many Duke fans did you know that had not Duke's this big? Nobody ever went to Duke, or nobody ever went to
horrible.
Georgetown. Kids were getting murdered back in the
Right,
80s about the
right.
Georgetown Jackets and all that. Nobody has any
That was
Georgetown or Duke
unreal.
pride. It was all about sports. So
Yeah,
it's not,
absolutely.
I grew up here
Absolutely.
or whatever. Half of my friends' kids go to Alabama because of the football team. They don't
Well,
even think they care.
not only that, I will say this to their credit, they give out a lot of scholarship money. They for real, like regular education type students.
Well, they have
They're
it.
famous for that. Well, that's my point. They're
Well, the
famous for
money should be that more
educating.
money, right?
It
Ohio
does.
State,
It does.
theoretically, this isn't just going to benefit their football program.
Right.
It should literally, at some point, once they pay off the kids, help, and the coach makes his $12 million a year.
Well, that's where the money is. That's where the money is. The NIL money isn't necessarily through the school. It's you know, private. A lot of private money just rolls in, and they just are allowed to pay them. It's
You
unbelievable.
know, I'm a partner with Coppin State University, as you
Yeah,
know,
yeah.
and I had their basketball coach on this week, Jermaine Woods. Great guys. And,
Right.
you know, he told me about how he took a job teaching math at high school just so he could coach girls play basketball. He was a D3 sharpshooting player. And, you know, how much college women's
Oh.
basketball. He's got a girl
Has
over there, Layla, who's playing great ball right now. She's a conference player. He's
She'll
like,
be gone.
if she weren't a senior, she's gone.
Yeah, she'll
And
be
he's like,
gone.
it's a different world. And he's saying this out loud to me on a
Right?
conversation segment. I'm like, it was kind of like I told him when I watched Locksley during that
Yeah.
Raven preseason game in August bring his kids on. And it was like a classy Freddie Blassie. He might as well have had a cane him and pat him. I got the best athletes. We pay these kids good money. And he's
Right,
saying to these kids, it
right.
was like Hulk Hogan and Freddie Blassie.
That's
Like,
it.
I don't recognize it, and it's not. I'm shell
The
shocked as a
it's a
56 year
no, it's
old
a
guy.
different world.
It's
It's a
just
different world.
I'm not as interested in it. And I think for the teams and people like you, your kid went to Ohio State. I don't know. Is Maryland ever going to be able to compete in this environment in that way? And even the
Nope.
Marylands and I mean Rutgers and
Nope.
places that don't have any
Nope.
juice. You know, or
Nope,
even places like
not in the
Villanova
big. But
used to
here's
have
the
juice,
thing.
but I don't even know if they'll have juice, you
It
know?
well, it, when we're talking about football, the answer is no. The question is, in the other sports, in the other parts of the world, you know, can they? I don't know. Ohio State, I think they won six. I think they got 5 or 6 championships this year so far. You know, this academic year, and they're not all getting NIL money, but they attract because of it. They attract a lot of people, and you know, this is the other part of it. Let's call it what it is. I get an email because I'm on their mailing list for tickets and things. I get an email after the championship, and they're talking about, you know, how we run it back and blah blah blah. And they have a QR code and a block you can click on, and you can contribute to the
Team.
NIL. NIL. They don't disguise it one bit. You can Donate to
This
athletes.
reminds me so
Donate to
much of like
athletes.
churches in the South and give me money and
Hey,
medallions for, the 47 felon and
it's
like
what the
it's just sort of like it's a
game is.
collectible on the wall. It kind of remember when the Packers sold the stock for a dollar or
Yeah,
whatever it was, you got
yeah.
a sheet put on the wall.
You're a shareholder.
I don't recognize it, and it's not that I don't want to participate in it. I watch the game for a half or whatever, like whatever, but I'm trying to play this out in the way like the Orioles lowered the ticket prices or the hot dog
Food.
prices and the beer and all that. And I'm
Well,
thinking,
that's because they don't have to pay
$5
Santander.
beers.
They don't have to pay Santander.
Yeah, $5 beers do not equal $50 million shortstops. They don't.
Right,
They really
right.
don't. I mean,
Well, I guess they cut a good deal with the vendor or something because they don't need that money. I guess Rubenstein's going to get it somewhere else. I don't know. So
well, he's going to get
far,
it somewhere else from you. I mean,
well, I
from
don't
me,
know. I don't know
us, you
about from
know?
me, but he hasn't spent anything yet that's attractive in any way, shape, or form to my future.
Somebody put up this little bandit video. It was kind of funny. It was like a Family Guy bandit video,
Yeah.
cartoon thing about him sneaking out the back. And it was sort of like the joke was, oh, we're not going to sign Burns and Santander, but we're going to have $5 beers, you
Right.
know? And
It's
I'm
going to be
like,
cheap to come to the ballpark.
I mean, what can I say
I can
about
go to
it?
Aberdeen if I want cheap at the
Look,
ballpark.
they
Well,
just
that's
hired a legitimate friend of mine as their head of marketing.
who?
A human that I, a man named Mark Fine,
No.
he's a
Who?
Baltimorean. The Orioles. The Orioles
The
just hired
Orioles
Mark.
hired.
The
Okay.
Orioles hired someone I know that I've known for 30 years as their
Well.
marketing head. So I threw him a note and I said, I'm here. And,
Right. Still me.
I
Still
market this.
me.
I
Still
market
me.
this.
Still here.
I still Aparicio, still Hall
Right.
of Baseball
Still
Hall of
here.
Famer. My cousin's
Still
still in the
here.
Orioles Hall of Fame and in Cooperstown,
Unbelievable.
right next to
Unbelievable.
Ichiro. He got less votes than Ichiro, but I mean, don't get me.
Unbelievable.
Listen, I'm doing Hall of Fame. I'm 15 minutes into this with you, and we have
Right.
not in any way talked about Mark
Lamar.
Andrews, Lamar,
All
Derrick
right, so
Henry,
here's what I'll tell
Buffalo.
you about my thoughts about that. First, who are these idiots in town that are so angry? I mean, all right, Mark Andrews dropped the ball. Now, if I guess if you are a betting soul and it cost you your car or your house, A, you might have a right to be pissed. B, you're an idiot. Okay, but who are these people that want this man dead or want this man traded or want this man cut? I mean, look, it's freezing. It's cold. They knocked the ball out of his hand. That's not why we lost the game. Lamar Jackson threw an interception to nobody. He dropped the ball and rolled it to, was it, what's his name?
Milano. No, no, Von, it was
Von
Von
Miller.
Miller. Von Miller.
Von Miller.
Von
He
Hayes. I'm going way back. Go ahead, sorry.
rolled the ball right to him and said, go score. Nobody wants him dead. I don't know. I watched the
This
post
is the
game.
new thing on the internet with
It's
these
crazy,
Barstool
right? Well,
creeps.
because people are idiots and they're anonymous there. They think they can be anonymous and nobody cares. But
It's like this jackass eating all the pizza. He goes
you
around
would
eating all the
never,
pizza. He
yeah.
came here, gave money to someone
Right. And then raids
literally a
pizza.
publicity stunt.
Right. And
Made
then raids
60
pizza.
grand and then
And raids pizza.
shats upon people's pizza. No,
Why
but
is he the arbiter of pizza?
his thing, that Barstool thing, is the harbinger
Right,
of
but I'm saying, why is
all
he
of
the
the
arbiter
sports
of pizza?
hatred of
I don't.
everybody your kid's age
It's
that is
unbelievable.
never going to listen to sports radio
And
in any
doesn't know
way
a
to
thing
hear
about
intelligent
sports.
people,
Doesn't know a thing about sports. I mean, come on. They lost. It was a bad game.
But this is the
The
new thing, hazing the kid, the kid,
yeah.
the
Well,
whoever it
what are you
is,
gonna do?
kicker that misses the kick in Texas, whatever it is, right?
The call at the end of the first half, offensive pass interference when the receiver is grabbing his head, pulling him down, and defensive pass interference, ball on the two. Okay. I guess you got to overcome that. Look, I watched the Kansas City game. We could talk about it for years. Two guys from Houston collide heads together, 15 yards roughing Mahomes. Mahomes wasn't touched. I mean, these guys stink. The officials in the NFL, I will say this, I've said this for 20 years, They need full-time paid officials. This sport is too big. The money is too big to have amateur, old, slow, fat men
You
making
know
calls
what?
on the field.
Let's get a congressional.
Terrible.
Let's get Congress
Terrible.
involved in that.
I'm all
Because that's the
for
only,
it.
listen, I mean,
I'm all for
again, we're
it.
talking gambling here,
Oh,
and
it's that's why I'm that's
I'm
my
not
point.
against it.
That's my
I am
point.
just,
The
who is sanctioning it and who decides whether
Right?
you win or lose your
That's
bet?
right.
And
That's
there's
right.
no other bet. I talked to
Well,
John
how
Martin
about
about this, and
was it the
like
Chiefs?
it like
It was the
the
Chiefs
Maryland
who took
lottery is
this
only up
safety.
and up to every single
Right,
dollar that comes
it's
in.
right in front. You know what's happening. There's
Like the
no
NFL,
scratching off. There's no scratching off a wrong ticket.
the cards that are dealt, that when you
It's
go into a
bad.
casino,
It's
like
bad.
the one-armed bandits, they're all
Fixed.
regulated by the
Fixed.
government
Yeah.
because they there would be hokey pokey. I mean,
Yes.
do you remember when
Yes.
DraftKings came out and the ruse was it was going to be for fantasy
Yeah,
sports or,
right.
and the whole thing
Please
was
bet
gamed.
responsibly.
Do you remember the whole thing was gamed? In regard to there were it was a scam. There was a back-end
It's
scam
complete garbage.
where people were gaming it and where there
Yes.
is money and
Yes.
there are going to be loopholes. They're going to be thrown games, fixed games. They've got players with apps gambling. By the way, Joe Flacco has texted me back while we were in the middle of this segment because I
Okay.
invited him on next week. I said to Flynn 2 weeks ago, can you imagine, given my relationship with you, Flynn, or Joe Flacco, that I'm in that locker room every day and I could find out how, like, go up to the quarterback and
Yep.
say, are you not playing this week in Cincinnati because the game's no good? Because Joe told me and
Right.
Harry Manhouse 14 years ago, I'm not playing this week. Don't.
Right.
Whatever Harbaugh says, I'm not playing. I'm not.
Right.
Well, he wasn't hurt. It was one of those
I
stupid
get
end of the
it.
year
I get
games.
it. Yep.
And I'm like, that's insider information. In your
Absolutely.
line of work, you go to jail for that.
Unless you're in
That's like
Congress.
Madoff stuff,
Unless you're
right?
in Congress. You can do it if you're in Congress.
Well, but it is an amazing thing with sports gambling how
It is
angry
unreal.
people
It's
got at Mark
unreal.
Andrews and accusing
Ridiculous.
him of throwing the game.
Yeah, I'm
Like,
sure
and
that's
that's
what
the
he
first
did.
thing now is that everybody's accused of throwing games
Right.
when they
I'm
drop
sure
a
that's
ball.
what he did.
It's
I'm sure
insane.
that's the stupidest thing in the world. It's the stupidest thing in the world. I don't buy it one bit, and I think people are idiots. And thank you, Buffalo fans. They've raised over $50,000 for Mark's charity on a
Which
GoFundMe
is, by the way,
page.
diabetes, which helps my
Right,
wife.
for
So
children's
I'm all about
diabetes,
that.
children's diabetes, over $50,000 for Mark's charity. So if you have a heart, go on the GoFundMe page and help Buffalo
They need
be
the money more than the
stained.
Ohio State NIL needs the money.
Absolutely.
All right, what
Hey,
else you got on the game? Because you're not angry about
I'm
it. You're
not,
a
look,
fan. I
I was
don't.
crushed. I was sitting there. I put my head on my hands on my head. I couldn't believe Lamar threw an interception, rolled the ball to Buffalo. They did a nice peanut Tillman, knocked the ball out on Mark. And then all of that, and the officiating, and Lamar still drove him down the field and had a chance to tie it. Okay, so let's go backwards a minute. I understand we're back to what is it? Analytics. Now we're talking analytics. Let's go for two. Kick the extra point. Later in the game, if you need to, you get to. You kick the extra point, you kick the extra point, we're tied, we're in overtime. Nobody's blaming Andrews for dropping a 2-point conversion because they didn't need it. No, you got to go for two. So now you got to go for two again. And it's a tough shot. You get lucky, you make it, maybe you don't. Okay, so they blew it. Who knows? One of my friends said to me, Jaden Daniels is going to be in the Super Bowl before
Oh,
Lamar Jackson.
it might happen by Sunday night.
It could. It could.
You know what I thought about this week? What
It's crazy.
if
It's
Andrews catches
crazy.
that ball and we win the game, right? The
Right,
Ravens
then
win no
what?
matter what. The
Then
Ravens,
what?
so well, I'll tell you what. I'd have been bringing barbecue back from Jack Stack because Luke and I
Right.
had flights to Kansas
Right.
City. He had a press credential. I was going to be driving Mr. Jones, and I was going to get a seat, sit in the upper deck, and
Sure. Sure,
whoa,
sure.
freeze my ass off, do all that. And we had flights to New Orleans too. But if he
Yeah.
catches that ball. And we're in this game this week, and we've got Philadelphia and Washington on the other side. They're playing
Yeah.
the early game. We literally would begin the game knowing we could go to the Super Bowl and play the Eagles or the Foreskins.
Yeah, one or the other.
And it's unbelievable that at 6 o'clock on Sunday night,
Was
that the
over.
Washington football team could be in the
Was
Super Bowl.
in. Could be in. Could be in. Anyway, so let's go to my other Washington. Let's drop that for a minute. Go to my other Washington. The only one I care about and watch.
You don't root for
Capitals.
the Maryland Commanders?
No.
They play in
Capitals.
Maryland. You do know
I
that,
know.
right?
I do know that. At Ral John. Or Largo for those of us
Nobody
from
our age is going to
Maryland.
adopt them. There's just no
No.
way.
No, hell
I mean,
no.
we lived through 84 and
Hell no.
95. There's no way. No.
Washington Capitals, points in 10 straight games, lead the entire NHL right now. Alex Ovechkin, 20 goals from tying Gretzky. They go on the road. They're playing Edmonton. They have the best road record. They have the best overall record in the league. They're playing possessed. Logan Thompson, the best goalie in the NHL right now, highest save percentage, highest win percentage. Utterly unbelievable what this team is doing. And just stunning to watch. And if you're a hockey fan and not paying attention to this, you're missing the boat.
By the
And if,
way, Craig Lachlan, we did not give him love last week, and
yes,
I gave it to him on.
some
I
heart
meant to bring it up
surgery.
with you because
That is
I
a,
talked to you. Locker was on the first team I covered in 84,
yeah,
85.
what
When
a great
my
guy.
first press pass, when
Great
I was
guy.
in that locker room, I was really young. And it was a
Yeah,
big deal
sure.
to have a Caps press pass for me in
Absolutely.
1985. You know, for Eddie Frankovic,
In the big Pringle, the big
him,
Pringle.
Alan Haworth,
Yep.
Stephen Leitch.
Yep.
Obviously, Brian Murray and Terry,
Yeah,
his brother, was the
sure.
assistant at the time, who I became friends with. I mean, those are great memories for me. And I want to bring
Absolutely.
this up because I did bring this up in my column this week, and I know you read it,
Yep.
about Mark Andrews not taking
Yes.
the podium. Couple
Step
things that
out
I
the
haven't
back,
said.
Jack.
Couple things I haven't said out loud. Couple things I haven't said out loud. I wrote a lot, but Luke and I talked about this the other day. I said to Luke, do you want to go to Buffalo? I told you last week I was
Yeah,
thinking about going up with
right.
my wife and like all that.
Right.
And Luke's like, well, if we go up, I won't be there to clean the lockers out if they lose. And if they win, we're going to go to Kansas City anyway.
So
There's nothing
what?
sexy about Buffalo. Let's just not go to Buffalo. And
Right.
that was Luke's business. He
Yeah,
made
his
the
call.
decision, not me. I
Yeah.
said, do you want to go? We'll go. We'll get up. We'll find. And he's like, no. And then, so as it turned out, we're both at home watching the game. And then Mark Andrews doesn't show up. And that is case in point for what would inflame me
Yeah.
as not just a fan, but as a traveling media person, as a person who was a reporter who worked for a boss at the Sun, where the Baltimore Sun was writing a check,
Yeah,
sending
and
me,
don't
or
get
somebody
that
else's guy,
story.
and then you don't get the story.
Right.
You don't go back to your editor and say, I didn't talk to the most significant member that played in the game. That's why you're there.
Right.
That's basic 101,
Yep.
and Mark Hyman can have it. They sit down at the journalism school at Maryland or over at Morgan where they're. But what? But the responsibility. It's not a social responsibility. It's not a players' association. It
Well, you know what's amazing?
is. So what I want to say to you is, where were you, Leonard
Hey,
Ratkin, on the evening of Easter Eve, 1987?
you know where
Were
I was.
you at the game?
La 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 Fontaine. Of course,
Okay.
I was at the game. It
Can you
was
imagine as
horrible.
you walked out of that rink and all the
Yeah,
fans,
yeah.
and when the puck went in the back of the net,
Oh,
it
the
becomes
worst.
this silent
The worst.
thing where
The worst.
everybody grabs their jacket
And goes home.
and like leaves,
Like
like
a
leaving a
morgue.
really like a funeral, like a
Yes.
quiet church. It's
Yes.
like the end of a church service at a hockey game.
It's
It's
horrible.
not football where last year, whatever the noise was when they got eliminated, when you were leaving the stadium,
No.
hockey is different. And when
Just
you've
done.
got, it is,
Seven
you and
periods.
me to have been at that game, it's one of the
Oh.
most incredible sporting
It's
events.
horrible.
Mile High Miracle, I've been at amazing events. Like,
Yep,
I've
you
been
and
at
me.
amazing sporting
Yes,
events.
indeed.
But that night,
Was the
I'm a
worst.
young reporter,
The
and
worst.
I didn't tell this story, and I want to tell you this, because I've never
Yeah,
told this
go
to you
ahead.
before. And Phil Jackman just died.
Yep,
So
yep.
Phil was teaching me how to be a man. I'm 18 years old.
Yeah.
I'm 18 years old that time. And I have my press pass, and Phil and I are up. Eddie Frankovic was at that game. You were there. We were there.
Yep,
I don't
yep.
know where you were sitting, but I was in the red corner, section 211 in the corner.
104,
Okay.
104,
Caps
blue line.
bench, other side. I got you.
Blue
I know where you are.
line behind the
Behind the
penalty
caps bench.
box. No, it was
Behind the
behind
caps
the.
bench.
It was on the other side. It was behind the
Penalty box.
penalty
Penalty
box.
box. I'm sorry.
Blue
You're right.
line,
You're right. I'm wrong.
12 rows up.
Okay. So before the game ends, as you know, fourth period, fifth period,
Yep.
sixth period, they
Oh.
ran out of concessions.
Yep.
They only had popcorn They had
That's
popcorn
it.
and sodas, and they might have had some hot dogs on, but it was really getting late and people were getting antsy. It was
2 in the morning.
a crazy, crazy night of hockey. And Bob Mason and Kelly Rudy were the
Yep.
goalies.
Yep.
Bob Mason lost like 16 pounds of water
Oh.
weight during the game
Yeah.
in that equipment. Jackman says to me, and this was always Phil for as long as I
Yeah.
knew Phil, and you know, we went to a lot of playoff games in that era,
Absolutely.
86, 87, 88, 89. They beat the
Absolutely.
Bruins. They beat the Rangers on the Langway goal at the Garden. Like, there are all of
Indeed.
these games that you and I as Caps fans would remember, but there's
Absolutely.
nothing more memorable
No.
than if you were at that game, right?
Horrible.
So Jackman says to me, "I'm going to take the winners' locker room. You take the losers." And I'm like,
Nice.
but Phil, that's the Freddie Patek thing, and I don't. He's like, I got winners, you got losers. And he wanted me to experience
What that was.
a losing locker room.
Yeah, sure.
So he went over. Al Arbor was the coach.
Right?
Not Al Arbor. It was Al Arbor. Al
Yeah,
Arbor was the
yeah,
coach. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
yeah.
Al Arbor was the coach. Billy Smith, we're all
The
there. Bossy,
heyday.
Trotsch, all of them are playing on that team. And he went to that locker room. And he sent me in to the
Horrible.
Capitals locker room.
Horrible.
I mean, first Brian comes, Murray, and gives this
Yeah.
thing in a
Yeah.
little. It was like a little. It's an interview room. You know what I
Right.
mean? Now it's the situation room.
Right. The whole
There, it was
big
like a little
broadcast.
school classroom. It was like a little classroom that they had the players in,
Yeah.
because there's a hockey rink underneath the Capitol Center. And I went into that locker room, and it always smelled. Hockey locker rooms had that musty because of the
Yeah.
gloves
Yep.
and all of that. And Bob Mason is sitting there amongst all of his sticks and all of his gear. And he's sitting there, and there's four of us: me, Bob Fache, Bob, Robert Fay, and Bob Fache from the Times and the Post, and a couple of reporters. Nobody there. It's 3 in the morning.
Exactly. I
Nobody's
said two.
there.
It was after two.
And I'm there, and this goalie has to talk to us.
About
And I'm
that
18
goal.
years old. And from that moment forward, if Sashi Brown were in front of me, who doesn't know his ass from his elbow, because
Yeah.
he hasn't spent enough time with people like me, I could sit and tell him how many Skipjacks, Orioles, Capitals,
Ravens.
Bullets, Ravens. I was at Dr. J's locker the last time he dribbled a basketball and was eliminated by the Milwaukee Bucks in Philadelphia night with Mike Wilbon. So, like, I saw Charles Barkley get eliminated that night. So I was at Tony Siragusa's locker after they lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he knew his career was over.
Yep.
And they lost the game, and he's sitting in his locker trying not to cry.
Right.
Goose, trying not to
Right.
cry. So I've seen some shit.
I hear you,
You know what I'm
man.
saying?
It's crazy.
Like,
You know what
right?
I was,
I
let me say
mean, come
this.
on now. I
Let
mean,
me
I've
tell
seen
you.
some stuff,
Let
right?
me tell you something.
So don't tell me that Mark Andrews, who
No.
makes more money than any of these people ever
No.
made, more money than Cal
It was a
Ripken
bad
ever,
move.
he's a
It was a
tight end. He's making
bad
3 times
move.
the amount of money
No
than Cal
excuse.
Ripken ever made. And if Cal Ripken can sit in front of me after Jeffrey Mayer steals a
Yep.
baseball,
Yep.
then you can sit in front of me, Mark. You can.
Hey,
And I don't know what
Nestor,
else to say. And I'm
let me tell you
sorry you got
something.
death threats. Those people are jackasses.
That's
And
right.
that was pointed out. But you're a grown ass man and you're a leader. Be
Wait,
a leader. Be a
listen to me.
leader all the time.
Listen to me. Listen to me. Here's what I
Sorry,
was.
I had to go. I had to
No,
do
I
that.
get it. Here's what I'm gonna say. To wrap that, here's what I'm gonna say. It doesn't matter the game. It doesn't matter the date. It doesn't matter the size of the game. But right this past weekend, or Monday night, after the national championship, the NCAA, those players, 18, 19, 20-year-old kids, have to sit and be interviewed after those games. Have to.
Tell everybody out there, because they don't watch hockey, only
Have
you and I.
to.
What happens after every hockey series, every
Oh.
playoff series? What happens?
Teams line up, shake hands. That's what you're talking about?
Yes.
Line up, shake hands, hug
Why
each
is
other.
that? What is the word?
It's
We have a word for that.
sportsmanship. It's
It's
simple.
sportsmanship.
Simple. This is who you are.
Sportsmanship.
This is what it's about. But
It's
what I'm
what we're
saying,
teaching young
listen,
people about
listen, I'm
sports,
telling you,
right?
I was watching the I watched the post game because I'm that guy. I'm you know, nuts that way. And I'm watching the post game, ESPN, and on comes Riley Leonard, quarterback, Notre Dame, talking about, I didn't play well enough tonight, and I let my teammates down. 21, 22-year-old, my son's age, 21-year-old kid talking about that he didn't play well enough to beat the Buckeyes, and he had a great first drive, and after that he had three drives. He couldn't move the ball, and he let his team down, and he thought they may be able to do, pull this comeback off. He, receiver, coach, there, sitting in front of the media with a name tag, answering questions as a 21-year-old kid. And
I've
I'm
just
thinking
seen
to
this all my
myself,
life. I have pictures of Ken Griffey and me and Mike Messina in the Orioles locker room after the Orioles eliminated the Mariners
right,
because he
but my
came
point
over
is
to the locker room.
these are
You know what I mean? Like, this is.
pro athletes. This are, I mean, we talk NIL, I get it, but the NCAA after what was it? Chris Webber, right? Calls
Right.
timeout for that team up north, the Fab Five, and gets a technical, and they lose the NCAA tournament. Had to answer for that. They put all five guys on the dais, and they're answering questions. I don't understand, and I don't. Nobody apologizing for him. Look, Lamar came out. He took questions. He said, "I got to hold the effing ball." He apologized for saying it, but he said, "It's on me. I blew it. I got to hold the ball. I can't throw that interception. We lost the game, and I'm sick of this."
I'm not
He
looking to
didn't.
crucify anybody as a
No.
journalist. I'm looking to professionally hold you accountable for what
That's
you
right.
say that you
All you
are,
have
which
to
is a
do.
professional.
What are you going to say? You say, "Look, I thought I had it. I fell over backwards. I lost the
Well, the
ball."
whole operation for me, and I'm going to continue for the next 8 months. I already sent the Costa, the column, because I'm like, I'm not running from you people.
That's
I
right.
should have been in that room so he could have stood me up, but instead he stood up colleagues who are too afraid to call it out. Jameson Hensley and Jeff Zrebeck should be the ones calling this out. They were the ones freezing their ass off on their boss's dime up there. Their bosses should be calling Chad Steele saying, "The F are you doing? I mean,
Right.
what are you people doing over there? Where is your leadership?" Well, this starts with an owner who banned me, who ran from me on a veranda last March on the only opportunity you get to get near billionaires, because he doesn't come down here and mingle with the serfs here. And then this, they treat me this way, they treat other media this way. Ask Locke and Fora how it's going for him and how many times they've lied to him. And then Harbaugh gets up. Yeah, Zay has a chance to play this week. Sure. He has a
Yeah,
chance. Like, I had a chance to
nonsense.
have a media pass.
Right.
Like, this is going on. And this is Chad Steele. And I want it called out. And I want people to know about it. And I don't mind saying it on the radio. I'll say it anywhere. This is an organizational from an
Decision.
owner who doesn't
Decision.
show accountability, a coach who lies to people on the regular, a general manager who just coughs and looks the other way and only appears 3 times a year, including today. They did an hour today. And other than laughing in Jerry Coleman's face, they didn't even answer his question. Coleman asked him about Bisciotti and they just pretended he didn't ask. So obviously Bisciotti's watching these press conferences with a monocle and but doesn't want to show up and hasn't shown up in a decade. So hey, you buy the tickets. I hold the Orioles accountable and they have all new people coming in. The Ravens, same thing with their tickets and where they are. But this isn't me being a jackass. This is their $16 million a year tight end dropping the ball and then not showing up for the press conference.
Yeah, it's
That
the
would be
wrong move.
unacceptable.
Wrong move.
Black, white, young, female, football, baseball, Martian, Earthling,
Yeah,
it's just
absolutely.
not professional.
Absolutely.
It's not professional. And
And
Steve Bisciotti should understand
I
that,
think the
but how can
wisest
he understand
in
that?
all of this, I think one of the wisest comments you made, and I think this is what stands to me as the test, right? You put right in there in your correspondence. If you caught it and it was the winning catch, would you have stood up there and talked about it? And the answer is you damn right. You damn right they would have. It's pathetic.
At that, you should drop. You should drop the ball with that. Because
That's it.
whatever we just said, now, remember how people feel about me or
That's right.
any of this,
That's
this
right.
is, it's not standard operating procedure. It's a moral obligation for what you do. You know what I mean? Like it's what you do. And if you don't want to do it, then make us all go away and just go kayfabe and make it professional wrestling and set your bets accordingly. And you know what I mean? People are betting on this. They're, you know, they're, this is not like, this isn't Little League. And I should say I'm disappointed. I honestly, I want to show you and everyone, this is how the media has been getting treated on the regular since Ray Rice punched his wife in an elevator and they all lied about it. That's really
Hey.
the heart of all of this because they did not behave this way before then. You know what I
Well,
mean? They just didn't behave this way before then.
right. Something happened. Something tripped and away they went. So here we are, another off season, and I'll say it the same as I said it a year ago when you and I talked. I said this at the beginning of the season. I love the sport. I love watching them. I love going out there. It's fantastic. It's my entertainment. I enjoy it. I don't put my life stock into it that I don't bet. I don't put my life into it that Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'm torn to shreds
Did it
because
used
they
to hurt
lost.
you more?
Yes,
Okay.
but
And
it's
that is
become
becoming the,
entertainment.
that is really their problem.
Right,
Their
it's
real
become
problem is it doesn't
entertainment.
hurt us enough anymore.
And the bottom line is, just like I said last year this time, next year this time, they either make the Super Bowl or they blew it. Is a losing season. It's terrible. No matter what happened during the
That's a tough
season,
bar, right?
it's the bar they've set. It's the
When you
bar they've
manage
set.
money for people, everybody has a different expectation of what's a good year or what makes them feel
That's
good. They
right.
all
We
like,
talk about
but in
par,
sports, it's
but the
pass
point is
fail.
this team has set the bar that par for them is the Super Bowl. So the bottom line is they failed. Other teams, other cities, getting to the playoffs is big. This team has set the expectation of Super Bowl, and they blew it. It's interesting, you know, with the Ohio State thing. One of the things I found very interesting at the end of the national championship game, you know, they lost to that team up north, and it was the end of the world. And then they went on a four-game run, won the national championship. And a couple reporters and a couple analysts, they were all talking after the game, made a great point and said, you know what? Everything about the Buckeyes has been for the last X years, you beat that team up north or you failed. And there are idiots out there today saying this year was not a success for the Buckeyes because they lost to Michigan.
It was marred.
Idiots.
Do you know the Ravens lost to the
Idiots.
Washington football team both years they won the Super Bowl?
There you go.
It's
There you go. I mean, look,
true.
we went five, if I remember correctly, five games without a touchdown and won
And
the Super
Rod
Bowl.
Woodson got run over and
And won the
stiff-armed
Super
by
Bowl.
Steven Davis in that game,
Right.
right? I mean, so
And
things
won the
happen.
Super Bowl. So
But
people are nuts. What are you going to do? People are nuts. But they've set this bar for themselves. I set expectations and par for your money. We talk about what that means. And we hold ourselves to that. We can't hold ourselves to something ridiculous. In this case, they've held themselves to a standard that is Super Bowl. The Buckeyes held themselves to a standard that was the Big Ten, beat Michigan, win a national championship. This year they went 1 for 3. And some people in that town think they're losers. All they did was win the national
and now
championship.
you got to do it again.
And oh, next week you're 0 for 0.
Like, all I would say is that I hope the Kansas City Chiefs are 0-0 this week because I just hope
Oh my
Buffalo gets
God,
it
I hope
done.
they're 0
Get
and 0 for
Buffalo,
1.
just get it done now. Get it
Knock
out of your
them out.
system.
Knock
Get
them
it. I
out.
want to see Western New York drunk the entire month of
Yes,
February is what I
I'm all
want.
for it. There we go.
With chicken wing stains all over it.
Playoff, it's playoff you, Ari. Did you see those commercials?
I did.
Dr. Pepper, playoff you, Ari.
You know, their advertising must be working because more people are drinking Dr. Pepper than ever, so you can do a research on
absolutely,
that.
absolutely true.
I can
I am
say I've been
all
drinking the
for
Doctor ever since
Buffalo wings this weekend.
Dr. J was promoted.
Buffalo wings on the weekend for all my friends.
You know, the first time I had a Dr. Pepper was probably after I saw Sheriff Buford T. Justice go in and I'll have a Diablo sandwich and a Dr. Pepper. He is Leonard
You
Ratschke.
scumbum.
You scumbum. He manages money and comedy around here. You can find him out on
We're
Thought
having
Baltimore
fun.
Positive, or you can find him at RaskinGlobal.com. Doing the American Dream and money. We did a lot of sports this week. All right, have at it. Let the Caps go win some more games this week.
Amen.
Let the Bills go win, and I will see you next week. Cup of Super Bowl comes your way February 3rd. We start at Costas. All of it brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I will have apparently Monopoly scratch off, so I'm
Whoo!
always about the community chest. I am Nestor. He is Leonard. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking off season and spring training. It's baseball season. Stay with us.